complicated with the list. And this year, I'm Shaivu Ben Tav. And it seems to be a habit that I start off every year apologizing for not preparing properly, as if it sounds a little disjointed and not put together well, it's because it's disjointed and not put together well. And this year is no different. I don't know, I just can't seem to give this year. Maybe next year will be different if we do this next year. So, I don't know, I have to give it more time of preparation. So I start off again with apologizing. Okay, so, okay. The Masos HaSharim says in Sharik, in the Perek, it was about Kedusha. Kedusha happens to be a euphemism for Tashmish. In many Sfarim, it's called Kedusha. So the Masos HaSharim in Kedusha talks about that you're doing Mais and Gashmiyim, but they could become, but when done with the proper Kavona, we'll see in a moment what that would be, but when done with the proper Kavona, well, he says, when done with the proper Kavona, this is a very high madrig. When done with the proper Kavona, I mean, Kedusha is last. And if you, but it's Mekubal that you don't have to wait to do the last perek in Masos HaSharim to do the first 25, even though it's built like a ladder, but life is too short, and you know you try to do it, and you go through the steps, even if you didn't perfect the step before. So in Kedusha, he says that if you do it because it's the Ratzon Hashem, and you do it anything you do, we'll see the Ramchal, well, it's the same Ramchal. We'll see how he says it in Derech Hashem. If you do it with the proper kavana through that this is the Ratzon Hashem, and you're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the world up this way, so Ish HaMeskadesh B'Kedushas Boro, so doing it with an aura of Kedusha, Afilu Ma'asav HaGashmiyim Chozrim Lios Inyoni Kedusha Mamish, that even the physical things that he does become kadosh, holy things. He's doing it as a manifestation of Ratzon Hashem, so it's imbued with Kedusha. And he compares it to Achilas Kochim, which is a mitzvah saseh, and Chazal say, Kohanim Ochlim, Ubailam Eskaprim. Through the eating of the karbonos, the owners achieve kapara. The owners of the karbon, the people that brought the karbon, achieve kapara. Now, he could have, the Masos HaSharim, Ramchal, is going further. I mean, any mitzvah you do is physical. You take a lulav, you take tefillin, right? So you're taking physical things and you're imbuing them with kedusha, so to speak. It's the Ratzon Hashem. But here, this too, is Moshal is saying, like, two chidushim, so to speak. One, okay, he could have said eating matzah too, I said, or eating in a sukkah on Pesach, and it also would have been achila. So I guess the chidush is that it's the din of kohanim ochlin u'bailin eskaprin. It's not just that you're doing the Ratzon Hashem and eating matzah or eating in a sukkah, but that it actually is poyel kapara. It's like bringing a korban, and he compares it to bikurim. The Gemara says if you give a Talmud Chacham the food, you give a Kohen bikurim, you give a Talmud Chacham, you have a Mahana Talmud Chacham, it's like you gave the Kohen bikurim. So you see, it's more than just, you know, I'm doing it because Hashem told me, but it becomes infused with Kedusha, and then actually achieves Kapara for the Baila. And that's how he explains the difference between a Tohar and a Kadosh. The Tohar does physical things because he has to. He does it because he has to. And he doesn't do maestros. And he does it because he wants to stay alive. And so that's the Madrega of Tohar. But Abul Khal Kadusha, Lobo. It's not kadosh. Ki'ilu haya efshar biltam. He would prefer to not have to eat and to not have to sleep, let's say, or to not have to do anything physical. Kvar haya yaisa toif. He would prefer that because it takes him away. L'maisa takes him away from spiritual matters. Acha kadosh. Hadovei tamid leilokov. And he knows, I can do things with an awareness that I have to do it or I'm going to starve to death. And I don't eat maisrus, and I don't sleep more than I have to, because I need it to survive. That's the madrega of tahor. We're talking, of course, not about dvar masur, right? I'm going to stick to dvar mamutarim. Achakadosh has this awareness, everything's a mitzvah. He's doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. So he becomes like a Mizbeach, the Mesil Sisharim says. He becomes a Mishkan, a Mizbeach. The level of Tzadikim Heinein HaMerkava. Again, this is the highest of Madregas. But you can be kind of, a person should try to be kind of a little of this. And now it's more than just, he's doing it mitoy Hechrich, not for personal Hana. So he's Tohar. But he's doing it with Kedusha because everything becomes a mitzvah. Everything becomes like the equivalent of a karban. That's what he says in Mesil Sisharim. He says the same thing with a little more elaboration in Derech Hashem, same person, Ramchal, in the first section, in Perek Dalid, paragraph 7. He says, okay, you're gonna interact with Olam Hazeh, and you're gonna have to do chumriyistic things. You're gonna have to do physical things. So, step one is you can't go against the Ratzon Hashem. You can't do anything also. Then you're gonna do it because it's healthy, and you want to be alive in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. Then that itself is konesh lamus. In other words, a person's a guf and a neshama. So when you do something because, again, he uses different terms. If you do something because this is the Ratzon Hashem and you're mishtamish min olam hazeh, because so that you could keep your neshama in you. Like I spoke about Shabbos and Pashas B'Shalach, Rofei Chol Boser Wafli La'asos. This is how he says it here. That a person is a herikim of guf and neshama. So if you intend to be serving Hashem by whatever you're doing, and then the neshama, this is how he says it here in Derech Hashem, then the neshama is also being nourished by it. So your konesh lame was not just through ma'isa mitzvahs, because direct, like Tzivri Hashem, but the physical becomes, again, the neshama becomes sustained. The sustenance of the neshama is coming from the ruchni as part of the act, that I'm doing it to serve Hashem and to exist in this world to serve Hashem. So then the whole thing is imbued, again, with Kedusha and with spirituality, with neshama. It's probably not a coincidence that the pleasure of Ishus, the fact that it gives such intense pleasure, that Kadosh Baruch Hu physically arranged that it's immensely pleasurable, is probably because, I'm not even talking about the Kabbalah yet, I just mentioned the Kabbalistic angle, but the neshama is also being nehana. The fact that this is the Ratzon Hashem, as we'll see, you're accomplishing. The fact that you're involved, first of all, you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah's owner. And second of all, you're creating a bond, which is one of the purposes of the world. If Hashem made the world, the Zohar and the Cave of Abraham, so this is the act which is ma'ached, the couple, in the highest degree possible. And it's the mitzvah of Ona, and It's called Piraon Chov, as we'll see, that a person is supposed to be Mechavan, to be Mahana, the partner. And it's the way to have children. You see, all these things come together, and this is the way it's, that a neshama comes into the world. And it, so once again, it's first of all a mitzvah. Second of all, it creates the goal of the Bria, so to speak, is to have Zachar and Akeva brought. See, it brings together the Zachar and Akeva, which is how the world was created originally, with these two angles. And this is the most unifying way of creating Zachar and Akeva. And this is the way you see a neshama comes down to this world. And it, okay, so you have all these things. And so the intense pleasure is probably because the neshama is being nana also. It's not just, you know, people would think, let's say, if I could do Dvarim Asurim in this inyan, it would create, I would have even more pleasure. And if I follow the halachas and I do it L'shem Shemayim, and I do it the way the Torah prescribes, so then it's like a killjoy. Like I have to limit my hanah. But it's not like that. We'll see that the halachas make it a bond that is spiritual also, and that's what's part of what's so immensely pleasurable, is that the neshama is being the henna also. The fact that it's evil, so much evil can come from it, and the fact that the Torah made so much, so many ways of doing it, let's say arayas, the chedoyma outside of marriage, the chedoyma, the Torah made so many isurim, the fact that it's tremendously moshech a person, and it's almost uncanny that people do the craziest things to fulfill this taiva, because they think that's what's the immensely pleasurable, will be like the mayim genuvim yim taku, and you see it as this magnetic power of mashicha. Like it's almost crazy, like people throw away their whole lives, mamish, because of this yetzirah. So if you understand the nature of bechira, that really just proves the point once again. It proves the point that it's an extremely powerful. So it would be Latov also. Now that really, ironically, that proves the point. That Latov, it has a tremendous magnetic power, and it's very powerful. So you always have the Yetzirah tries to take the power of Kedusha and turn it to Tumah. And so that's another way, like perversely almost, that you see that it's so incredibly powerful and spiritual. The Torah tries to use it, the magnetic power of it, the Mashiach, to go outside the Ratzon Hashem and to turn it into evil, to do it the Shalom Ratzon Hashem. Just some quotes from Chazal, from not Chazal, from Svarim, like the Shlah and the Ramban and the Igeres HaKodesh, that Marshal Gishloh says that the Kedusha of intimacy, and if you follow the instructions of Chazal, and we'll see, Marshal is a Lashon Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't do it for Hanah, you should do it to be your own Chov. So we'll see what that means. It's much deeper than just that you should, somebody could learn the Shulchan Aruch without proper instruction and say, okay, I got to do this, and let's get it over with as quickly as possible. And and this is very painful to me because I'm involved in something so chumriistic, so let me get it over with, and I shouldn't have an offer of it. We'll see, that's a total warping of the intention of the din, and we'll see what it means. It means that, okay, you shouldn't do it for your own hanah. You should do it like you're paying up a chayiv to be mahana the other party. That's what it means. And adarabba, if you just do it to get it over with, then that doesn't happen. and you violated the halacha instead of fulfilling it, because you learned from Pshat in that you should do it not for Hanoah, but for the Barakol. I know, I'm going to say that, again, I apologize. Because that's what it means. You shouldn't do it for your personal, it's not what you could take from it, that you're using the person as a kli for you to get Hanoah, but you're doing it as a debt you owe them, that you have to give them Hanoah. You see the Gemara and Darm. I'm sorry. You see the Gemara and Darm, if each partner makes a ned there, not to have tashmish with the other one, it's not chav, but then we shub it to the other one. So you see, if I can make a ned that I won't have Hanoah, the other person can make a ned that they won't have Hanoah. If it's my, if it's about my Hanoah, then certainly I could ask for myself for Hanoah. But the Gemara says it's a shibud. You owe the other person this. That means you have to be Mahana them. And you have no right to make a neder asserin hanah that is coming to the other person. It's a chayim, it's a debt. It's a shibud. So, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch means, kaparei achayim. Not get it over with as quickly as possible, because it should be painful if you're a holy person. But it means that you're doing it for the right reason. Your intention, each party's intention, should be to be Mahana the other one, because we'll see in marriage b'chalal, that is the way to achieve ichud, to achieve the ichud that you want both people to come together b'achdus in every area of life, just living in the same house together. I don't mean living together as a euphemism. I mean, just living in the same house, so you achieve the achdus of marriage by each one doing for the other one. So it's like that in the Maisa Tashmish also, and that's the Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. Lo yichaven l'hana also ela kaporei achov. Okay, then there's another sefer, Moruk Tzia, that this is an action which affects the neshama too. To explain again. It's Kedusha, the reason it's called Kedusha, like the Mesil Susharim says, because it involves the Neshama too. Because, again, you're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is the way to achieve what you want to achieve through it. It's called Shalom Bayis. You want to achieve the unity of the Zohar and the Nekeva. Kabbalistically, of course, it has to do with the Shekhinah. In Klal Yisrael, we'll see. The fact that it's called Yediyah, is even physically the zera comes from the spine, comes from the brain, and the Ramban in the Igeres HaKodesh points out that if it wouldn't be a special, holy, very deep thing, then you wouldn't call it yediyah, right? It would just be a prosta action. But the fact that it's so deep and it comes from the seichel, and the seichel, of course, is what the part of us that's most dome, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, seichel. So the fact that you're using your seichel, and even physically, biologically, I think it comes from the seichel, I think the Tanya also talks about this in Perek Gimel. The fact that the Gemara says this, Gimel Shutzim Ba'adam. Now, Gimel Shutzim Ba'adam, it's talking about the act that produces the child, that the Shekhinah is there. This is also in Ramban and Igeres HaKodesh. The Shekhinah is there. And this is what Moran Sota says, that when the Zohar and the Kaver come together, man and his wife actually come together, so the Shekhinah is Beinehem. Ish V'isha, we know the Shekhinah Beinehem, the letter of Ka. And that perfect unity is achieved with the marital act. We know about Shir HaShirim. We know about the Rambam, Vilchos Tshuva, that compares our relationship, our feelings towards Hashem, with a person that's lovesick. And we want to bond with and you see, like the ultimate is to be Dovid Hashem. And that's why the Kruvim were in that way. The Etzem, The marital act itself is an expression of love. It's an expression of dibuk. It's an expression of It's not a way to get hamrah. It's an expression of love for the other person. It's an expression of dveikus. And it's supposed to really wash away, so to speak. You know, if you just put two people together and they have to live together like roommates, they get on each other's nerves, right? So there's ways to overcome that, obviously, by doing for each other. But the power of the chibur, of intimacy, the reason it brings the shechina is because it creates that chibur, and it sort of pushes away the minor irritants that make up the relationship very often. Okay. I recommend this sefer. Unless only is a great way to get it. And really, it's a very, very. This is called Avak Lashon Hara. It's not that user friendly. It's like small print, and it's not. It's like me, meaning it's not so mesuder. But it talks about. It's called Mishkan Yisrael, Al Tur Orach Chaim Siman Reish Mem. I don't think anybody here needs to be explained what Siman Reish Mem is about in Orach Chaim. And it's really it's a wonderful sefer that the first half talks about all of these inyanim and kedusha, and for example, he starts off saying that kedusha on one hand we see is a lashon havdalah, porush, separated. On the other hand, you find that kedusha means the exact opposite. The kidashtem hayom u'machar means Targum Onkelos says hazminu, preparing yourself. So l'chayra, it's almost two contradictory concepts, one of separation and one of preparation and bonding. So he's saying it's pumfaker. The idea is, like we say by Kiddushin, Ariyam Gudeshasli, Taisa says, if you remember Kiddushin, that days in the days, Taisa says, you're misumenesli, you're muchan for me, and you're parush from everyone else. In other words, it reflects a focus where every other bond, every other player, so to speak, is shut out, and it's a yichud between the two parties. So it's parisha from everything else, and yichud zimun, and yichud to the object of to the object that you want to be mischaber with. So if Klal Yisrael is kadosh, it means we're being poresh from Olam Hazeh, so to speak. We're being poresh from doing things because they give us pleasure. And we're miyuchad and mezumen to do the Ratzon Hashem. So it's two sides of a coin to create Kedusha. And that's what Kedusha is. And that comes about, again, through the ultimate bond, which is the marital act. What the Rishonim stress in intimacy is that, and this has many, many ramifications, is that when I said it has to, it's an expression of love, and it has to create love. It's creating ahava. Ahava is chibur, ahava is dveikus, and that's what it's supposed to be doing. The Ramban says, Lefisha, but also hachibur, talking about intimacy. Emena nasa berov cheshek ava verotzon adirabba. It's supposed to be done berov cheshek ava verotzon because that is what's happening. This chibur and dveikus, that's what ava is. You mischaber with the other person. Enash enash over. The Rambam says lo yush neim. Lo shikorim, lo atzlonim, lo atzlonim, el barotzen shneim uvesimchasam. It's something that you're supposed to be taking pleasure in, simcha. Yisaper v'yischak ima ma'at, kedei shetasya sev nafsha. The Iker mitzvah is to create a good, the mood of ahava, and to show that there's no barriers between the two. The B'nai Teish Amigos, which we won't go through, maybe we will later, are all impediments to Ahava. They're all impediments to coming together in this way. Very interesting Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Avos. He says there's three types of love. You can love the toelas you get out of something, like two shutfin love each other, or a melech loves his subjects because you accomplish things through them. Then there's he calls the second one, you love menucha, which is ahava. I'm sorry, which is anah. You love the pleasure, you love menucha. Ohev maila is the third ahava, where you recognize the chashivus of something and you want to be part of that, and you want to have it. And the Rambam says this is the ahava of ish l'ishto, shetia tadas shneihem v'kavanosum l'dover echad. Who had told the yirtzeh kol echad leyozer lachaveiro? Each one is doing for the other one. Vagiyah hatovahu lishneyam biyachad. So the difference between avos toeles and avos hanor and avos maila, and that's what that's what we want to achieve. Okay, and that's the shechina b'neihem. Okay. Kabbalistically, I told you the making an achdus is ki yivol bocher basula king yivolach panoyech. That's, you know, from Shirashim, it's described that way. And so the point is, it's very far from avos haguf. It's a bonding of the neshamas, and it creates ava, which was a sublime emotion, and that's its purpose. Okay. Svarim bring down that after the chibur is completed, then you should be, the lashon is you should be poresh, because that after that it's just, it's extraneous. But the shakavona, the Rishonim say in the Dorim, shemiyadim siyum tafkido. Now the siyum tafkido is lamale teshuka so isha, and all you're doing after that is hanas atzmo. That's what it's talking about when it says to be parish biyad, when there's nothing left but hanas atzmo. But the Gemara says, the Gemara brings down from Tana Gol, that in Molin in the Torah, you know, the Maiden Derech Harris be Tana Gol, and the Gemara describes the Tana Gol after its Chibur with the Nekeva, how it talks to it and it's Mephias it. And I think we all know that it's very necessary afterwards. The Stipler writes, Misha Chote for Bol Miyad, the Taker for Miyad Porish Mimena. Ishto lo nehnes klal me'an hoda zu, v'adaraba hi ko'eves umuvu yeshes. She feels used. She feels like you just used her and then you threw her away. U'mistorim tivke. When you're not looking, she's going to be crying. V'dimosa eno chazeres reikom. He warns the stipler. V'lekavona zos che mishtadil l'simcha b'shas achibur u'lefoneha u'lachareha, to make sure that she has the full pleasure, and she doesn't feel just like a kli. Ein zeh mugunah chas v'shalom, rak mitzvah, and that's part of yeshiva taha, is afterwards to complete the feelings of chiba. Rav Moshe writes in Eben Ezer, in yonei kriva, chiba penishu, hu gamke mechiyuvei oina, u mitzvah delos hameach es ishto, and he also quotes, u'molo linit le'tayrah, ha'inu l'meidin derech heretz mitana gol, that it's mashma tzedin Torah. Because of Shemisha Tivo, lovely day, Zera, Yimai, Pius Kodem, the Yarbe La'achrov, Achilus Ragel. Okay. Bikimu Sheyesh Toim, the Rabbi Moshe writes, Bein l'hochel, bein l'hachmer, v'zegorim l'chisoron sholom anlo, v'ahavon chutz b'yoser, amarti shetorehi, umuchruchani lichtol b'zeh. I have to write these things that I'm writing, because people make a mistake. It was famous.
That's a tshuva?
Yeah. I don't know. It looks like he's putting in the tshuva. It was famous who the disciple was directing his words at. There was a famous fight, not necessary to say who it was against, but it's pretty well known. It means you have to ask me afterwards. Okay, I already explained what it means in Shulchan Aruch, lo yichavim la'anosu elekadim shepareh eskovo. Here it's explained a little more Kabbalistically that the Adam, the issue, the mashpia, and the woman is always the makabel hashpah, and therefore in the intimacy as well, the man is giving the woman something, and that's how he has to do it. And that's what it means for Yim Shol Bach, and he's giving her something. He's like a king bestowing on the subject, and that's reflected in the physical act, even the way it's done in halacha. Shleimus ha'isha si'isha ishi apoyel v'yoytzus ha'kesher sh'meineyem. Kodem sh'parei achol means you're giving her what's coming to her, what she deserves, what you're mechuyev to give her. Here, gam be'es ha'chibur al yishavish v'hana osa v'luvad el gam l'hana osa. Kodem sh'parei achol v'amutul olov. The lashon is always called kamisha kafo shade. Doing something that he has to do. Okay. To go over a few halachas.
That's a question?
Yeah.
Have the way these halachas been given over, let's say, from 100 years ago, time in Mishnah Berurah, did this year could have been given in this format 100 years ago? Like, in other words, you read the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds...
The opposite.
Right.
These are very... I'm not sitting here being a reform rabbi. I'm quoting you.
So why would Mishnah Berurah write in a confusing style when these things... Well, Maisa should only be given over anyway.
It was probably always Torah Shabbat.
And
now it's written in many... There's a lot of Svarim that I probably didn't have a chance to go through and quote from. There's a lot of Svarim now on these in Yonim that talk about these things. Okay, now I'll just go over dry halacha, so to speak. The chiyum in HaTorah is also to please one's wife emotionally and physically. That's the mitzvah of ona. The mitzvah's ona is also if a person sees, it's a very interesting halacha. Like every halacha, the halacha reflects the way the avira is supposed to be. It's like anything, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Pesach. Every set of halachas really, you really should take the time to figure out what avira the dry Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah, like what's the avira that's trying to be created here. So the marshal, there's a din that the woman's not supposed to be tovas bepeh, and that's terrible if she is, and it's b'nei teish amidos, but she is supposed to show her ratzon if she has a ratzon, and he has a chiyuv to notice it. And then it says pufaket, that kol ha, a woman who is tovas not bepeh, but she shows that she is desirous of it, and the husband fulfills that desire. We're going to get to that in a second. The whole part of the chiyuv of the husband, of Ahava, is to do his wife's desire, to show that he cares about her. So the Gemara's lashon is, that even when not the Midorah Shel Moshe, very holy children. The exact opposite of when she tovas b'peh. So it seems like if you step over the line and there's a certain azus there, an inappropriate lack of tznius, So then it's bad. But anything not as direct and not as azustik, but adarabo, she's supposed to show that ratzon, and he's supposed to pick up on it, which means that you always have to be sensitive. Like I'm saying, you see the avira created by this halacha. You know, if he doesn't look up during the supper, and he just says, you know, can I have another cup of coffee or whatever, he's not even noticing that she's, you know, that she wants something. So, and he has to be sensitive to that. Okay. They each have to be mechavet v'mahan each other. We said about that. And if there are issues, then they have to talk about it either amongst themselves. See, this doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. They have to go to someone that's going to help them work it out. Because my point is that the chiyuv is not being fulfilled. And just like if something's wrong, and she keeps burning the charm, so she has to figure out what she's doing wrong. And he doesn't earn parnasa, and he's not bringing money into the house, and he's not doing his chiyuv. So this chiyuv is a chiyuv like all other chiyuvim. And if it's not accomplishing the goal of reflecting or creating ava, and it's not giving hanoah to the other one, then there's something wrong, and it has to be dealt with. You can't just ignore it. You have to take care of it and figure out. Okay, there's not supposed to be an open source of light in the room, but it could be a shade. It shouldn't be direct light. Sometimes they want a little light for whatever reason, so it should be from the outside of the room or from a covered light in the room. It should be that you can't see too clearly. The glow of, let's say, a clock is not considered direct light. Okay? I'm sorry, I can't talk to you now, and it's not relevant for today. I'm sorry. I'll call you tomorrow. Fine. The Gemara says that the relations in the daytime are inappropriate. The Gemara itself then makes an exception to the rule if it's dark. And the post can talk about it already. How inappropriate does it remain even if the room is darkened? Okay? You're not allowed to have relations if you have distractions. You have to focus on each other. You can't talk about anything else. Focus on each other. And Geras HaKadosh Ramban says then you bring down the Kedusha to the world.
Are kids in the house considered distractions?
If they are. You can't make a rule. If they are, they are. Anything that would make you do it quickly and in a rush, because it would be a distraction that takes away from the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. According to Kabbalah, certainly, I think everybody knows that unlike the Parsi, you're supposed to do flesh on flesh. You're not supposed to have a hefsek of the goddim.
Unlike the who? Parsi?
I think. Adarab, you learn out from the Parsi. You're not supposed to have a hefsek of the goddim. You're supposed to be basar to basar. I'll be Kabbalah. Kabbalah, there shouldn't be any clothing on either one, but it'll be Kabbalah. But they have to be covered. A blanket or a sheet. The chiyuv is, of course, mikveh night. Anytime she shows that she desires it. Friday night is a special inyan to have it. But really, so the poskim nowadays say that as long as it's an expression of love or creating love, then that's how often you should do it. In other words, the main hakpada of the halacha that talks about limiting it is talking about ending up doing it just to get pleasure or just out of rote or out of just, you know. Okay? Okay, everybody knows the al-piha, the ideal way to for the act to take place. If, so you have to talk to a Rav or a Pesach if to feel that a change is needed and would help the relationship. Nowadays, there's very, a lot of things which when I was a chassan, it was like, no way, are now like, okay. But you have to talk to a Pesach that's a serious Pesach and you know, takes these things seriously. Okay. Never, it's also to have relations outdoors, even if no one could see you, because that is an avira of znus. Laying on the ground is like the way animals do it. It's all to have the proper avira when doing it. You can't you can be intimate if others can hear you, which is sometimes a real problem. And if there are guests in someone's house, they should very, very preferably, please to use their own sheets or towels beneath them because it's Neil's reasons. Technically, again, you talk about distractions. If there's children who are old enough to talk, so if they're in the room, if they're asleep, it's okay. While a Tino who doesn't talk yet could even be awake. But it would probably be extremely distracting, and then it would, again, you'd be in a rush before they wake up. The post can actually discuss that if this is so kadosh, so then why is there such a hakpada not that storm in the room, and to have a machitza, and to have two coverings, and then actually this is discussed by the poskim, and it has to do with the chedav of the marishon, and things could never be perfect enough, and therefore, but it's not like, forgive me, I just want to be very clear on it. It shouldn't even have to be said. It's not like going to the bathroom, chas v'shalom, where you say, it can't be done in front of sfar. It's much more sublime, and it's much more sublime than that. In fact, it's even a kasha that the Rishonim talk about. Like, why? What's wrong with this farm there? But the mice, it's also okay.
Does it need to be double covered some way?
Yeah, unless it's in a different rishus. Mm. If it's just a covering, you need two coverings. If it's in a different rishus, it's in a different rishus. The b'nei teish amidos, which affect the soul of the child, that's a child that would be born. So I'm not going to go through them specifically, but they're all steerers to everything we talked about. Whether it's he's fantasizing about someone else, or he decided to get divorced already. This can come up actually more often than you think. And because a lot of times they're holding by that, so some marriage counselors suggest separation, and some marriage counselors suggest adirabba. So, of course, there's no heckler to divorce. It's just they're on the road to one, and this is felt would create maybe a better avira. So then, of course, it's not the meditation mitos. It's not what we're talking about. Okay, chas v'shalom to use it as a weapon or compensation or a threat of withholding. I have many times in my earlier life on a Besdin, back in Muncie, trying to explain to a woman, not even the subtleties of that it's wrong to use this as a weapon, but just the very fact that this is a shibud. And like nowadays, like they don't want to hear from shibud, right? Because they say, what am I? How can I engage in this act if we're fighting? So on one hand, she's right that the avira has to be good. On the other hand, there's a certain there's an element of shibud that she's supposed to get in the mood and try to work it out. And she's not allowed to just say, I'm not going. There's a shibud, but then I'm going to explain it to them. They don't want to hear. So again, Bagadol, you're focusing on the other person, you're giving, not taking, and it's important to keep the dignity of the woman. She shouldn't feel at all like a plea, like she's being used, which can happen if you're not careful. She can feel used, and Adarab, she's supposed to feel cherished and loved, and that's what. I'm just talking about Shalom Bayis a little, a drop. No time to give the whole shiur now. But the idea of Shechina Beinehem really is all, including the Marrow Act, is the idea that everybody's supposed to be a no-same, not a makabel. Two people are being no-same to each other, and that's how they're bonding, and that's how Hashem made the world. Well, Chesed Yibona, Hashem's Meitiv, Hashem is the giver. So that's, we mimic that in creating as much achdus as we're capable of. Hashem made a two that is one, or one that is two and supposed to become back one. But it's through the act of giving. Shalom Bayis is much, much more than you're not fighting. It's much more than that. A husband has a chiyuv to see that his wife is happy. The Gemara, the Rambam, Paskins, two emotions, two Mechabda and Ohava. Mechabda Yosemi Gufo and Ohava Kagufo. So now the goal is Ohava Kagufo. That's obviously the goal. The goal isn't covet. It's not like parents. Like the goal is covet. The goal is Ohava. But it comes in two shlovim. In other words, she has to feel like, she has to feel, again, this goes really deep. Said the husband's right, because the way the world is supposed to be, a wife is supposed to feel that she's in the reshus of the husband. And there would really, in the normal circumstances, there would be an automatic resentment there. And that's why feminism, modern day feminism, feeds into that resentment. Because if you don't follow the Torah, the Shkafas HaTorah, so then, like, why should I be in your Rishus? Maybe you're in my Rishus. Why is it Kikach Ishisha? Maybe it's Kikach Isha Ish. Like, well, why? Who are you? Like, Meshi Taisi. But the real way, the Torah Hashkafa, is indeed, that's the dynamic. The Zohar is the Mashpia, and the Kehu, the Mekabelis, and she is in the Rishus of the Zohar. But therefore, his chiyuv is mechabda yoser migufo, which means to not let her feel demeaned by the fact that she's in his reshus technically, but to give her dignity and self-respect. I listened to the shiur I gave 10 years ago. Pretty good shiur. I don't do that anymore. Maybe I'm running out of steam here. I said, you should treat your wife like you did when you were dating. You made believe you cared about her opinion, and you wanted to know what she thought about things, and you treated her with respect. And that's what, because you wanted her to like you. So you treated her with respect, you treated her like a person with opinions, dignity, and kavod. You didn't make her feel demeaned or any less of a person, because. So that's how it should be after marriage, too. So that's why it's mechabda yosem migufo, because there's you're like it's a still uphill battle. You have to work on making her feel like a mensch. She's not like buckled to you. You care about her. You care about not you care she should be happy. That's the ohava. The mechabda is she shouldn't feel under your thumb. She shouldn't feel that way. And then there's a promise. Zocha lasis mo ezer. It's almost a trick. You know, if you make her not feel that she's under your thumb, then the Torah is saying her natural feeling will be to be an Ezer. It won't be under your thumb. She'll see that as her role in life, and she'll do it happily. If she feels she's getting from you dignity, she feels, you know, you're respecting her as a person, and you're a machshiv her, and you care about her, and you don't want her to feel demeaned in any way. And that's what it says, Yoisu Migufo. But that's not the goal. The goal is, that's just like Shlav 1. She has to feel like a mensch. To feel like a mensch, like a person whose opinions are respected, who you care about, who should you shouldn't be like under your thumb. You shouldn't feel that way. So that's going to lead to Ohavot Kegufo, which is like Vata Lecha Kamocha, more intensely, that you want her to be happy. That's the best expression of Ahava. Chazon Ish describes that if you go somewhere, you should tell, she wants to be part of your life. That's how the Ahava should be expressed. And the Chazon Ish talks about, make sure you tell her where you're going. And when you come home, you should tell her where you were. If she doesn't know, tell her. Share your day with her, Chazon Ish says. And the atmosphere in the house should be light, not heavy. It should be a good mood, like a date. Really, Chazon Ish doesn't say that. I'm saying that. Probably to go out on dates. But it really looks like a date. Like, you want to keep it light. Shatzchan says, okay, have one heavy date to make sure you share the right hashgathas. And then after that, they say, okay, keep it light. And that's how it's supposed to be. And she should feel part of your life. And she wants to feel loved and cherished by the man. And so the Chazon Ish says, she will feel that way by your sharing your life with her. Then she'll feel like you love her. You want her to be part of your life. So she'll feel you're giving her that ahava. Okay, that's enough for now. Good. The name of the sefer is Mishkan Yisrael. There are a lot of sefers now on this. I found this particular video. You have this? You know about this? You know, I'm talking about it. I mean, what a stupid question.